This recording is provided by Times Square Church in New York City. You're welcome to make additional copies for free distribution to friends. All other unauthorized duplication or electronic transmission is a violation of copyright and other applicable laws. This recording cannot be posted on any website. However, written permission to link to the Times Square Church homepage may be requested by emailing info@timesquarechurch.org. Other recordings are available by calling 1-800-488-0854 or by writing to Times Square Church Tape Ministry, 1657 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019.
Heavenly Father, I come to you through the Lord Jesus Christ, and I ask you tonight that the Holy Spirit will speak His message to this people. Take from my mind any words that you don't want spoken. Fill me with your Spirit and give me your word. Let the Holy Spirit minister to this audience. God, let every person here be aware of your presence and what you're saying. The Spirit. We know, God, that the flesh profits nothing. That it's by the Spirit. There's life in the Spirit. We want you to speak to us. We don't want to hear from man. We don't want to hear from Ben Crandall. We want to hear from the Lord. We want your word. Now, talk to us tonight, God, and open our hearts and our minds to hear, and may the Spirit speak. And Jesus, may you be exalted. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'd like for you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews in the 12th chapter. And these words are found. I'm reading to you from starting at the 25th verse of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, therefore, whereby we may serve God acceptably and reverently and with godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. I want to speak to you tonight about an unshakable faith in a shaken world. Faith that can't be shaken in a world that is shaken and that's going to be shaken. This world is just about to be shaken. Just last month, on the first Sunday of the month, Pastor David Wilkerson preached here on an hour. In 1 hour, the world will be changed. In 1 hour, it's all going to change so quickly. And this world is going to be shaken. We're remembering today, just 6 years ago, when New York City was shaken, but not our city especially, it was, but it was the whole nation that was shaken. But there is a great shaking coming. A time that is going to be like no other time that this earth has ever known. There was a great time of shaking back in World War II. I remember being in preaching in Germany, England, and Ireland and Germany shortly, just a few years after the war. And what devastation. Remember preaching in Germany and seeing these blocks of massive, where the destruction was so awesome. And the people when I was there then is so different today, was so awesome and so poor, such destruction. I lived through the Great Depression. I remember the Depression so well. I was a small boy, but it was so awesome that I remember it. I can remember the poverty and the lack of substance, and it was an awesome time. But I'm not here to frighten you tonight. That's not the point. But we've got to be aware of that. Just like the Pastor Dave preached, we've got to be aware of it. It's going to happen. In the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter, he speaks of it, of the earth being shaken. So dramatically Isaiah does in the 13th chapter, describes the shaking of the earth and of the heavens. And it's spoken of again by Joel's prophecy. He spoke of the same thing. But the really, what I want you to get in the picture tonight is not just that the world's going to be shaken, but that God is going to do something at this time of shaking. It's two things are going to happen. And that we can find if we turn into our Bibles to the book of Acts, the second chapter, one of the great, great portions of Scripture, the second chapter of Acts, the words of Simon Peter in the 17th verse. And it shall come to pass in the last days. In the last, say last days. Say it loud.
Last.
In the last days, he said, in the last days, saith God. Now, this is God Almighty speaking. It's not anybody else. It's God Almighty. Saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. No conditions. I'm going to do that in the last days. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. I always like that. I read that often because I like that old men part. That covers me. Praise God. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. Pillars of smoke, it says in Joel. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So there are two things. This is interesting. It starts off, the passage begins that Peter is quoting Joel's prophecy, and Joel in the chapter just above this speaks he speaks also of the shaking. He describes it as well as Isaiah does. Here, there are two things that he is saying. I am going to send fire and blood and columns of smoke. There's going to be fire on the earth. As Hebrews said, our God is a consuming fire. Fire is coming. And pillars of smoke are coming. They appeared in 1945, August 6 and 8, when the two cities of Japan were instantly destroyed. 75,000, 78,000 in one, and approximately the same number in each of them. More than 150,000 people in those 2 days perished as the column of smoke rose 15 miles into the heavens. That is going to happen again in other places of the earth. And the earth is going to happen, and it's going to be suddenly. Now, that is a fact. But there is a second fact. God said in these last days, in the same paragraph where he describes this kind of destruction, he says, I am going to pour out my spirit. I am going to pour out my spirit. Satan comes down. Revelation says Satan comes down. His time is short, and there's going to be awesome evil in this world, but I am here tonight to tell you there will be a mighty move of God as well as destruction. Satan's forces are not going to be here without God's forces on this earth. He is going to send his spirit, and he is pouring it out. So the question arises is, are we going to be part of this revival? Are we going to be able to have this power within us? He said, I will pour out my spirit. Two things he said he's going to do. There's going to be a shaking, and there's going to be awesome things happen in this world like has never been before. The shakings of the past are just a warning, but are nothing going to pale in oblivion in comparison to what's coming. But God is going to have an unshakable people that cannot be shaken. And I want to talk to you tonight about being a person in God that has a faith that can't be shaken. It doesn't matter what happens around you or what happens even in your circumstances, that your faith is going to stand up in these last days, and that it's going to be more than you just make it and hold on, that you are going to be used of God as a light in this dark world. He said, I will pour out my spirit in the last days. And whoever calls on the Lord will be saved. So there's going to be salvation, and there's going to be people saved in the darkest hours that come. God Almighty will come through with the power of the Holy Spirit in a mighty way. For God hath spoken, and his word cannot be discredited. He will perform that which he has spoken. Now, you need to know God yourself in a real way. This is a great place to learn him. But you've got to know him yourself. You've got to get rooted and grounded in the Lord yourself. You cannot depend on someone else's faith. You cannot depend on other people's faith. It's a personal thing. God wants you to know him. He wants you to know him in a real way. He wants you to know him so real that it doesn't matter what happens around you, that you are not going to shake, that your faith will hold steady. Now, in order to do that, you've got to get into the Word. You've got to get into the Word. Three things. You need to get into this book. Now, this book here is not going to shake. This book will be the same. I don't care what cities are destroyed, nor what happens. I don't know what it's going to be. I know it's coming. This book is true, folks. This book is true. This book is true. And what God says is going to happen is going to happen. And it's going to happen perhaps sooner than we would like to think. But I want you to know something. God wants you to get this book into your soul and into your being. Don't be filled with the world. Don't be filled with sports. Take a very little bit of that stuff. It goes a long ways. Really, get full of the Word of God. Put this book in the right place in your life. This book needs honor. You need to honor the Word of God. Honor it above the newspaper. Honor it above the news reporters. Honor it above all the other things. Place it high in your life. Take this book and give it honor. Take time with this Word. Love the Word of God. Love this Word. Love it. Don't read it just because I should read the Word of God. You've got to get beyond, I have to read the Word of God. No, you've got to get to where you enjoy the Word of God. That you want to read the Word. Because it's God speaking to you. It's God's message to you. It will never change. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. I have news for you. The stars are going to fall and pass away. And this earth is going to pass. This book is never going to pass away. It's an eternal book. Get it to where you know it. Don't follow anyone that speaks outside of the pages of this book. Don't listen to any evangelist you hear, any message you hear. I speak to you from the Lord. You go by what's in this book. You know the Word. God wants you to know Him in prayer. You've got to get into prayer to where you are a praying person. That you really seek God. That you wait on the Lord personally and get the Holy Spirit. Pray and seek God till you know the Lord. Till you know His voice. My sheep know my voice. There are three voices. There's the voice of Satan, the voice of the world, which is Satan's voice, the voice of the world, the voice around you, this voice. And then there's the voice of the flesh. The self in us has a voice, and it cries out and speaks to us and demands things and asks us and tells us what to do. The flesh is powerful, but God wants you to crucify the flesh and to put the flesh down, and that you put the voice of the world out of your ears, the voice of this world and of Satan's voice, and that you learn to distinguish the voice of the Lord, that you know His voice, that when He speaks, you know it, that you've heard it. You talk to God and He talks to you, and you have a personal relationship with Him yourself. It doesn't matter who falls. When the mighty go down, that you aren't going down. When 10,000 fall at your side, 1,000 at your right left hand and 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you because you're not going down. Hallelujah. You're going to be established in the Lord. And we get shaken, things shake in our families. Shaking times come in our families, into our cities, into our lives. And God wants you to have an unshakable faith. An unshakable faith that you stand, even though you see people fall. And it doesn't matter. I remember when I was not saved very long, God began to ask me, if this one fell and that one fell that you trust in and the people that you really believe in, if you saw them turn back, what's going to happen to you? Are you going to follow them or are you going to follow me? Are you going to know me? One great preacher said something years ago that always impressed me. He said, God doesn't have any grandchildren. I thought that was good when I began to think about it. Thought that over. God wants to know you personally. He wants you to be His child. He wants you to know Him. You've got to get to know Him. I urge you tonight. I don't care what circumstances come. God wants you to believe Him. Hallelujah. You've got an unshakable kingdom. The kingdom of God is unshakable. The world is going to shake. The things in it are going to shake apart. Our economy is going to shake. It's going to shake. And this materialism in America will not not last. But that's not what's important, people. Cars and houses and things are not what's important. It's knowing the Lord, hallelujah, and having the Holy Spirit within you, that you know God for yourself, hallelujah, that you have an experience with God, that it doesn't matter what comes your way, the storms that blow, that it's not going to sweep you away, that you are anchored, that you are anchored in the Word, that you're anchored in the Lord, that you're not depending on anybody. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. When things pass, and someday if you're not able to attend a great church like this where the Word is, you've got to be able to stand whatever situation comes to you, that you know God. I'm speaking to you from the Lord tonight. I'm speaking to you from God tonight. And the Holy Spirit, He wants you to know Him. He wants you to get grounded. Turn loose of this world. Turn loose of these things. Get a hold of God. Get into God. Hallelujah. 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 He wants you to be filled with the Spirit. Now, 2 weeks ago, I preached on being filled with get the Holy Spirit. God wants you to be filled with the Spirit. He wants you cleansed of this world. Oh, God, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that your Spirit comes upon us, that we can speak to you and that you can speak through us. Because, lastly, God has to have people He can use in these last days. It's not just that you're going to make it. Now, I've talked about that. That you get rooted and grounded. That nothing shakes you. That you never turn loose. You never give up. But listen, God wants more than that. He wants you to be able to hear His voice, that He can use you to help those that are in trouble, that are falling apart, that are going to pieces, that are sinking. He wants you to be a light. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God wants you to be a light in this dark world. He wants you to shine. He wants you to stand up and shine and let the light of the gospel radiate through you. When folks are going to pieces, He wants you to stand like a rock. Hallelujah. He wants you to stand strong, that folks can hang on to you, that you're not hanging on to somebody else, but be so strong that the weak can grab a hold of you, and that you can hold up your brother and you can hold up your sister. Hallelujah. God wants great giants in this last hour that aren't going to go down, that are going to see His power. Yes, God wants to call out a people. He's going to have an army. He said, I'm going to pour out my Spirit. And whoever calls on me in the last days, I don't care how dark it gets, the grace of God is still reaching out. In all of the shaking that's coming, His grace is still going to be reaching out. His grace is still going to be out there. But He's got to have somebody speaking His word. He's going to have somebody telling them to call on the name of the Lord. He's going to have somebody showing them the way of salvation. He's going to have somebody that knows how to pray somebody through, that knows how to help somebody in need, that can be a light and can be a blessing. God has more for you than just you got to make it. That's right. But more than you're just making it, He wants you to help others make it. Hallelujah. He wants you to be filled with His Spirit. God will use you. He's got a plan. Hallelujah. I remember in the Depression how tough it was. We were poor. We were so poor the poor thought we were poor. That's how poor we were. I can remember in the fall of the year, we were so poor that I was from Connecticut, but I spent 12 years in North Carolina, and then we went back to where I was from when I was 13. I can remember sitting in church in the fall of the year with no shoes. and putting my feet under the seats in front of me, in the pew in front of me, so nobody could see that I didn't have shoes on. I didn't have any shoes. No money to get shoes. But shoes aren't important. That's not what's important. So you feel sorry. Don't even think about it. That's nothing. We had God. Hallelujah. We had what's important. Hallelujah. Praise God. We had great prayer meetings. During the Depression, we had great prayer meetings. Wonderful. God poured out His Spirit. We had revival. Hallelujah. There was no money and there was no work. But I was a child. I can remember tremendous meetings of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, of my mother praying and the great prayer meetings. And I have Florence praying and the people praying in the church and the early morning prayer meetings and people seeking God and God doing great things. Let me tell you something. Revival doesn't depend on money. It doesn't depend on the economy. God doesn't depend on the economy. I know Wall Street gets shaken up. Forget about Wall Street. That's not where it's at. Our source is heaven. We're depending on God. We're looking to Him. Hallelujah. 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 You know, praise God. God will take care of you. He's got a way. He can take care of you. We don't worry about that. You worry about being established. When trouble comes, when death comes, and it has come to me, I've lived through poverty and I saw it didn't destroy us. It's destroyed a lot of people. But the folks that prayed, it didn't destroy us. We've seen death. I remember when my mother got the telegram. My brother, 18, was killed at work. She got two telegrams. Your son is critically injured. And your son is dead. I was playing with some boys in the schoolyard. And I came home that December the 2nd, that afternoon. And my mother was crying so hard and said, "Mama, what happened?" And she couldn't even talk. She just handed me the telegram and it said, your son has been killed at work. Well, my mother did a lot of crying, but she never, ever once criticized God or questioned. I never heard my mother say, "Why did that happen to me?" Never, never heard it. So years later, when our only daughter was killed and I had a policeman come and tell me, "Your daughter is killed," I said, "I'm going to do just like my mother. I'm going to do just like my mother. Never, never going to question God. He's too good to make a mistake." Hallelujah. I trust Him. You trust God. You trust God. You can't be shaken. God wants to give you a faith that cannot be shaken. When the world shakes around, and it's going to shake, folks. It's going to shake. Cities are coming down. This world is going to shake, just like the pastor said. But you don't need to shake. You need an unshakable faith that you've got this locked into God and into His Word, that it doesn't matter what comes or the storm that blows or what happens, you're going to trust Him and you're going to go through with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that you're going to stand up and you're going to declare His Word. Hallelujah. That you're going to preach the Word of the Lord and you're going to seek Him for the outpouring. He said, there are no conditions to these promises. He said two things. He said, "I will pour out my Spirit in the last days on all flesh." I'm going to do it. He said He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. He said, "And there will be blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and this world is going to shake and fall apart. But the people that know God, we're in a kingdom that's unshakable. We have a kingdom that's unshakable. unshakable. We have a faith that's unshakable. We have a book that's unshakable. We're established in the Lord. Hallelujah. And He wants to establish you tonight. He wants you to get rooted and grounded and established in Him, that He can count on you, that He can depend on you, that He can trust you, that you're going to be His servant and you're going to stand up for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you let anything step in the way. Don't you let family stand in your way. Don't you let jobs stand in your way. Don't you let marriage stand in your way. Don't you let money stand in your way. Don't you let success stand in your way. You put God at the forefront of your life and you go for Him for everything you're worth. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to have an army that'll stand up. Hallelujah. When the world shakes around us, we're going to shine beacon lights for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That God has got a people. Now He's predestined you to live in this hour. You could have lived any time, but God predestined you to live at this time. He trusted in you. He believed in you. When I went to school as a boy, I really wasn't fond of school. It wasn't my favorite thing, to be honest with you. Didn't really like it. But I liked history. And I liked early American history. Oh, I thought that was wonderful. When they went west, and when they conquered the west, and when they crossed over into station wagons across the Mississippi, exploring the west, no school, I thought, that's marvelous. I thought, this is incredible. Campfires at night, fighting the Indians. I don't know why I wanted to fight the Indians. They never did anything to me. But it was just, I thought, I've missed it. I'm 100-something years behind time. It's terrible. They're as civilized as we are. You can't go west anymore. And I thought, why? Well, I've missed the boat. I should have been living then. And then I got saved. And I still liked history. And I began to read the outpouring at Azusa Street 100 years ago, 1906 and 7 and 8. And I thought, I missed it again. I thought, here it is. I should have been born back then. I should be able to go to Azusa Street. How I would love to go and be with, hear Dr. Seymour, Brother Seymour, and that old church. It was a warehouse, and a Methodist church, and they made a warehouse and turned it back into a church, and they had old planks upstairs, and that meeting went on for 3 years, night and day. They never said amen for 3 years, and that revival touched the world. And I thought, how I wish I could have got to an Azusa Street. I'm late again. I'm always late. I should have been born then. And then finally, I began to read that book, and I realized I'm in the most dramatic hour of human history. We're right on time. I'm here in the providence of God. God has raised you up and predestinated you to live in this most challenging hour, in this most challenging city. I pray, God, fill us with the fire of the Holy Spirit. We don't need that of the arm of flesh. We don't need man. We need God Almighty. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to come down upon us. And I challenge you tonight, get established and have a faith that's unshakable and shine in this last hour. God has predestined you for this hour. Let's not fail our generation or our God. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. If there's ever a word I concur with, you've just heard it tonight. Yes, I believe with all my heart. I believed it the day I was born again by the candle. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. This is going to be a tough journey, but not in Christ. that God is going to come and there's going to be an explosion of glory in the hearts of those that belong to Him. An explosion of love for people who are going to need a word of direction, not just now, but in the days to come. I want to give an altar call this evening for people who just say, God, you've got to help me. There's all these promises in Scripture that I'm going to see these visions of the future. I'm going to, really, the word in the Greek means have an intellectual understanding of the workings of God. That's really what it means when it says they will see visions, that their minds will be opened. And where it says old men will dream dreams, if you really dig it apart, it means that there will be no limitation to age. Instead of looking at the past, as you've heard tonight, Brother Crandall is looking to the future, you are actually a fulfillment of that Scripture. It's speaking of there's going to be a vision of the future. Because typically without God, older people only look to the past. The Lord says, no, the older people will be looking to the future. There's going to be something supernatural happen in young and old. Those with lots of education, those with little. There'll be no limitations to what God will do to every heart that is open to the working of the Holy Spirit. If you're here tonight and you're just struggling and you feel like you're the one that's being shaken, you don't have in your heart that steadfastness. I know this is a fairly general altar call, but still, you would know if the Holy Spirit's speaking to tonight, and you need this stability in your life. You need to go deeper in the Word of God. You need a confidence that only God's Word can give you. I'm going to ask that as we stand, as we begin to worship, that you'd make your way out of your seat in the balcony, the main sanctuary. Just make your way to this altar, and Brother Crandall's going to come back and pray for you this evening. Let's stand together. Those who just want to be that testimony of God in this generation we're living in. And I know there's many here tonight. You just need strength in your workplace. You need strength in your home. You need strength to stand in a darkened time. God will give you that strength. If you'll trust Him, He'll give you the strength not to be shaken, neither today, tomorrow, nor many months into the future, that you'll be able to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we call upon you tonight. We ask you that you will establish the folks that are standing around this altar and throughout this congregation. We pray, God, that they'll make a total commitment to you, that nothing will stand in the way of them seeking you with all of their heart. May nothing be between you and them. Things that have come into our lives and their lives, we ask you to forgive them tonight. And Father, more than just that, we pray that they'll make commitments to you. Lord, you know the things that every struggle of every life that's here, you know the temptations, you know the plans of Satan. But God, we ask you to intervene tonight, and that God, that you will put your hand on these people all over this audience, and God, that you'll take them. Give them the strength. Give them your strength. We can't do it in our own strength, Lord. We need your strength. We need your anointing. We need your help, God. We ask you to help them, God. We pray that you'll lead them, God, that you'll fill them with your love and your strength and your power, that they might be totally committed to you. Father, we ask you for a new anointing, for a fresh touch of God. We ask for a new touch. We ask for more. We pray that you'll prepare your people for the days ahead. That God, that whatever comes, that we're not going to be shaken, that they'll stand true to you and true to you, God. And we ask you to use them. Let your glory shine upon them. Let your testimony come through them. Let them be a light where they are. Answer the prayers in their home. Answer the prayers for their work, for their places of business. And God, we ask you to let us be your people in this last hour. This prayer we ask in Christ's name. Amen, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the conclusion of the message.